Jodie Foster, Cher lead actresses in ad urging women to vote for gun reform, climate change, and equal pay. By Ben Q on October 31, 2018. A group of female Hollywood actresses released a new Michael Bloomberg-financed campaign ad this week urging women to vote in the upcoming midterm elections in favor of several left-wing policies. The, titled Because It Matters, is directed by Oscar-winning director Jodie Foster and stars actresses and singers such as Julianne Moore, Tia Leoni, Cher, Sophia Bush, Ellen Pompeo, Constance Wu, and Lily Tomlin. Transgender film star Laverne Cox, who identifies as a woman, is also featured in the video. The video begins with actress Leoni asking, "If somebody asked you, what do you care about? What would you say?" Participants then go on to list a number of matters they believe are important, such as freedom of speech, freedom of the press, healthcare, women's rights, and allowing illegal immigration. "Get out and vote," Foster says in a voiceover. "It matters. Women across the country have concerns and strong points of view, and they can make a difference by going to the polls on November 6th," Foster said about her involvement in the project. "We hope that this campaign, featuring familiar faces in the entertainment industry, will inspire others to share their views and, more importantly, take action on Election Day. It really matters. Women across the country have concerns and strong points of view, and they can make a difference by going to the polls on November 6th," she continued. "We hope that this campaign, featuring familiar faces in the entertainment industry, will inspire others to share their views and, more importantly, take action on Election Day. It really matters." Although none of the participants explicitly urge people to vote Democrat, all of them are from left-leaning or progressive backgrounds. In a press release, Michael Bloomberg, who financed the ad, acknowledged that females were far more likely to vote Democrat than their male counterparts. "The good news is that more women are running than ever before, and female voters overwhelmingly support Democratic candidates for the House and Senate," Bloomberg said. "The polls suggest a gender gap in voting larger than any time since the 1950s. But this election will be decided by turnout and getting people to cast their ballots." In an interview with CNN on Monday, the billionaire, who recently re-registered as a Democrat, blamed Trump for the recent violent attacks in Pittsburgh and against high-level Democratic politicians. As such, the billionaire has pumped over $110 million into supporting Democratic campaigns across the country. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.